I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. formally ends its combat mission in Iraq today. President Obama will mark the occasion with a televised address from the Oval Office tonight. But Mr. Obama offered a preview during a visit with the troops at Fort Bliss, Texas.
Because of the extraordinary service that all of you have done, and so many people here at Fort Bliss have done, Iraq has an opportunity to create a better future for itself, and America is more secure.
In his own speech earlier today, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said his country is regaining its sovereignty. Jane Araf is in Baghdad for the Christian Science Monitor. She says Iraqis have mixed feelings about this transition.
Now, everybody here wants to see occupation forces gone. That's indisputable. They don't like seeing American soldiers in the street. They don't like seeing any foreign soldiers in the street. It's fairly natural. But having said that, there is a real sense here that this is still a broken country. And it was the Americans, pretty much, who broke it. That's the feeling in the streets. And until they fix it, they shouldn't just leave. Now, the U.S. will say, and U.S. officials who are here will say, that they're not just flipping a switch. They're not just leaving. They are going to remain engaged. But that doesn't actually mean a lot to people in the street, because really what matters to them is, are those car bombs going off? Are those rockets being fired? Is there a sense that someone will protect them? And by someone protecting them, increasingly that's looking towards the borders.
I mean, these are some pretty complex issues we have to recognize. And looking ahead to President Obama's speech tonight, it's hard to imagine what Washington and President Obama can actually say to Iraqis that will bring them solace.
Well, I think they'll remind them what people remind themselves, really, at the end of the day, which is, guess what? Saddam is gone. The other part of that, though, is it's been a really heavy price to pay for so many people, so many Americans, obviously, so many American families, so many Iraqis. And that's the thing. They don't want to hear that this is a new dawn. They don't want to hear that this is what they'd been promised, because this isn't what they'd been promised. They will tell you, look, you promised to get rid of Saddam, but you also promised that we would have a life that was better than the life we had before. And for Iraqis, a lot of them still have the hope that it will be better than the life they had before. A lot of them have the realization that it will never be better than the life they had before, because they've lost so many of their family members. But really, for many people here, the overwhelming feeling is one of uncertainty, and uncertainty over what happens next.
Jane Araf of the Christian Science Monitor there in Baghdad.